So we're holding Ois Pei Vav. Al Talvin Pnei Chaver Chaber Rabin. Chaveris Akein Eino Chelek Lelam Habo. So it's a little bit interesting to me that the Rosh adds in the Ernish. Like throughout, I mean, in general we see that what he presents the Avlo as an Avlo. And don't do it because it's an Avlo. So I say, listen, I really would love to really wipe the floors with you publicly, but the mice, I'm not going to do it because it's bad. The results are bad. That doesn't sound like he would be the optimal type of Bentura that we're trying to describe over here. Say, yeah, you know, how can you do such a thing? You know, you respect the other human being, his value, etc. It seems to be. So I think that's what he means. He's using it as to clarify what we're talking about. In other words, part of the problem, Ben Yonah says that why is the punishment for Mal Pnei Chaver Barabim is Todem Chedal Mahaba and Ritzeach, which arguably is worse, has the Chedal Mahaba. So the Ben Yonah says because the person is not Mesim Leith, the Tshuva. The Ritzeach, because he understands how significant his Avla is, it's a very good chance he's going to be Mesim Leib and Mathshin to Tshuva. The Mal Pnei Chaver, right? So what I do, you know, like, you know, he had a good joke, so the guy, everybody laughed. You know, he also laughed even. He thought it was funny. You know? He didn't really think it was funny, but he was supposed to not laugh. Mm-hmm. So the person doesn't do Tshuva. So I think the Rosh is coming along and saying, I want you to understand that this is the result, so therefore you'll take what I'm saying seriously. It's not because of the Einish. It's because otherwise we're not Mason Lave that there's an Avla here, Bechlal. I was just joking. I didn't really mean it. You know, and all those good lines that we say. And we actually believe them. Sometimes, even. So, that I think that's the... that's the point of why he presents it like that. Okay, now. So what's Takib Shat? What's Takib Shat? So what, like, so we say that this is such a serious thing that the president of Hail Kalam Haba, because, I mean, it was only a joke. I didn't really mean it. If all got hurt a little bit, so Chazal say because the person turns a little bit white, so he lost some of his blood. Smell it like Ritzicha. So it says Abizrael de Ritzicha, like Mehechet Hesi. That's the correct way to understand it. That if I hit somebody and he bleeds a little bit, it's also according to that thought process, should also have an elchel ba'alam haba. We don't find such a musik. It's dafka seems to be the ba'alam pnei chaver b'rabim. Also, the next issue is like, because I'll put the nusach as ma'alam pnei chaver. So yeah, because that the face is the place where the person, the blood drains from the face. He becomes like, he's stunned by the statement, you know, and he's embarrassed, so his blood drains from his face, and then he turns red. First turns white, then he turns red. So that moment of turning white is like Abizrael de Ritzicha. So why talk on the face? We don't say that his hands turn white and then they turn red. Like Hogufa, like the Chazal touched it up, it's Talvin Pnei Chaver. Like, why is it in the Kudu Pnei Chaver? So I'm going to suggest something. I can't say that's right, but at least our Gosha that it says to me. Rav Chatzel brings in a few places a medrash that after a person's nifter, the person is asked, Himlates Kanecha, did you make Kadosh Baruch Hu the master over you? Did you make him the melech? Did you lead your life understanding that the Rosh Hashem is the boss and you are his servant? You're here to serve him. or not. You might have done a lot of Torah, a lot of mitzvahs, but it wasn't him lachtos kanecha, the decision to do it, because it was better for you, it was beneficial for you. It was, you know, so you've never accepted the Rosh Hashanah's all of service, because, hey, if we make a cheshbon that mitzvahs are good for us, and I'm doing it because mitzvahs are good for me, so at the end of the day, it's not about Kosh Baruch Hu, it's about, you know, it's good for, what's good for me. So I'm the final goal, I'm the boss, as it were, it's all about me. So the Medrash says that the person is asked by Yermadin, did you make the Rosh of the Melech? The Medrash continues and says, then they ask the person, well, your mom chaverecha benachas ruach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, that your mom Kadosh Baruch Hu, we get that. That your mom chaverecha, so what exactly, practically what does it mean, but like conceptually, like where does that come from? He's not any better than me. We're equals. And you know what? I'm not better than him. I'm not a Balkaiba. I'm not worse than him. I'm equals to him. I'm not a bad person for saying that. What's this? There's a requirement to be him lachta is chaver recha. So I mentioned to you a few weeks ago in the Shmuz, a thought from Hirsch, where he talks about this idea that a person understands his value in the context of how much he gave over his abilities and talents to other people and be there to benefit other people. And the more you're aware of that, the greater your value is. So the purpose of life, the Nefesh HaChaim, in the introduction to Nefesh HaChaim, written by Rav Chaim Elazar's son, Rav Itzalot, he says, I heard from my father many times, come upon me many times, that the reason Kadosh Baruch Hu created a man was he should be harlech and he should help others. He should be there to benefit others. So the ikar purpose of the Briyas Adam is to give. So what's the pshat? Ikar Briyas Adam, the Baruch Hu wants to be made to us. And it creates an neshama that I should get benefit from. So at the end of the day, there's a strong focus on me. But when I jealously guard and focus on me because I want to make sure that I get my just due, the real result is I end up with nothing. Because there's a lot of people who are busy jostling for the same spots. The more I understand that life is not about me, but it's about the greater reality of Klal Yisrael, and I'm part of that reality, and yes, I play a tremendous role, but the more I have talents and abilities, etc., the more it's my schus and my responsibility and my hanoi and my value and my pleasure to make sure that I share that with Klal Yisrael. Brother Meir says a beautiful word. And this is the last week's parasha. So each one of the shvatim got their brachas, and he was like an ayola, and he's like a tzvi, and he's like a zeiv, and he's like an ari. So I would think there's a grashi that the Yaakov wasn't called all of them in one bracha. It says that berach yisam, each berachas are berachas, and the Rosh Hashanah gave the kachas to all of them. So at the end of the day, not only Yehuda got the kach of the Ari, but also everybody else. And everybody got the kach of Ayala, etc. So what did you give? What did you give Yehuda? What did you give Naftali? What does it mean that it's the brach was given to all of Klal Yisrael? So Rabbi Meir says a pshat. I'm not sure it's Pasha pshat and the Rashi, but the thought process is awesome. So the Rosh Hashanah creates Shevet Naftali with this tremendous ability to be fleet, to be very quick. So that's a bracha, but Naftali has the rest of Klal Yisrael doesn't have. But if Naftali understands that the reason why he has this is because he's supposed to share and make the ability available to the rest of Klal Yisrael and help Klal Yisrael with it, so now it belongs all of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means that he shared the bracha with the rest of Klai Yisrael. Not that Eretz Klai became as quick as Avtoli. The Tanaka were not as quick as Avtoli. And Yehuda was a Gur Aryeh, and the other ones were not Gur Aryeh. And Biyama was Zev Yitrov, and they weren't Zev Yitrov. But all of Klai Yisrael has the bracha of Zev Yitrov. Why? Because Biyama made their bracha available to everybody else by offering to share their abilities and help other people with that which they're blessed with, their unique talents. So Barsha made each one of us with these unique talents which define who we are, but we're much greater, it has a much greater value and function and purpose when I share it, not with myself, not with just my wife, not with just my family, not with just my community, but all of us. So this talent, which was impacting one person, 10 people, 100 people, is impacting tens and tens of thousands of people, millions, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. I'm affecting the whole Bria with it. So my value becomes much greater. So I don't get diminished by sharing. I become magnified by sharing. So if the whole purpose of a human being is to be able to do that, to be able to take his existence and multiply it multiple times by sharing it with the rest of the world, so how can you be, when you're being revised, Penechaber Barabim? Like, where does that fit in? The whole purpose is to be give to others and be aware of them and understand what their needs are and see how I can in some way help them. That I should use that lack of awareness about somebody else. I didn't realize it bothered him. Well, look at his face. The Russian created a face as the window into the neshama. The Russian gave you a vehicle how to figure out what's going on, and you missed it. Well, you know, a person says, you know, he comes to gets a job, you know, and his job is, let's say, he's an accountant. So he comes with that, and he forgets to he also has a job. He's supposed to, like, sharpen the pencil everybody in the office. He didn't sharpen the pencil everybody in the office. Okay, you know, you can forgive it a little bit. He didn't do his job as an accountant. He said, excuse me, the whole reason I hired you is to be an accountant. So the person said, the whole reason I put you here is I want you to share everything that you have with all the rest of the world. I want you to be a mativ. And the way you'll become the Olam Haba is by being a mativ, just like me. So then you'll be able to connect to me. Because Olam Haba, you can only connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's a mativ, if you're a mativ as well. So I don't have the way to bring you to the Olam Haba. You corrupted the whole purpose of bringing you to this world. I have no vehicle to bring you to Olam Haba. If the whole purpose of being in this world is to learn to give and to be aware of others and address their needs, and you're doing the exact opposite because you're not aware and you're doing the opposite of addressing their needs, so how can you put it on the Mahava? You don't fit. So it's like the accountant, which he doesn't fit because he's not doing his job as an accountant. So Ritzicha is, a person has a moment of kaas, he's overwhelmed, does something wrong, yes, churat. Over here, person, you don't get it. You're not aware of the other person. So it means you're living life within your own cocoon and not thinking about somebody else. Because you're not even aware that how you affected them. You missed the pene, the window into the person's soul, you missed. So like Moshe says, like, vashabach from them. So that's why it's Ein Lecha Ela Mahaba, and that's why it's such a significant avera.